one of the toughest cats in the game, and he's just expanded to doing so many different things in this business. Common, how you doing this morning, sir?
Peace. What's going on, Russ? How you doing?
Man, everything is lovely. Got a new album, huh?
Yes, Nobody's Smiling. It's a new album on RDM Def Jam. It's an incredible piece of work. I'm really happy with it.
Well, I want you to say that. And I got to ask you, why did you title it Nobody's Smiling?
Nobody's Smiling is a title that's really a call to action because of all the violence that's been going on in Chicago and, you know, violence that we do have in our inner cities, but specifically Chicago, where I'm from. It's like, it's so much going on, and it's describing the situation, but it's saying, what can we do to change it? Let's change it.
And we were talking about that this morning, and we're trying to figure out, what can we do to change this? And you being from Chicago, I mean, you would know better than a lot of us are not from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is this going down?
Well, you know, I don't know all the answers, but from what I see, it's obviously like poverty is one cause. No hope is the overall, you know, cloud of it. You have people that don't have jobs, don't have money, younger people that don't have guidance. So, you know, those things are, you know, in no order to the city, and then the gang culture is there. So we, you know, all these things on top of things is what's causing it. But I feel like some of the solutions is really giving people opportunities. Like, you got to give people opportunities, like whether that's jobs, and I'm talking about from young people to older, young jobs, and, you know, educate them properly and give them hope, like programs to help them, give them dreams, you know, to say, man, I could be something.
What if somebody like Common and Kanye and No ID and John Legend, some of these cats that are respected in Chicago, were to call a town hall meeting and try to get directly with the youngins? What do you think that would work?
I think it definitely will help. It will definitely help. But, you know, with the town hall meetings, we also have to continue the process and come up with plans. One thing that I did with not just me, my foundation and Kanye's foundation did with the city was help get the youth 20,000 jobs, right?
Wow.
So that in itself will take some young people off the streets. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to them, to young people directly, and they'd be like, man, we need money. We want to get money. And they, you know, if they get a job, they feel like, you know, worth something. They're doing something. So that was one thing we did. But the town hall meeting can help, too, because, you know, we got to listen to them, too, and ask them what they need, you know?
Exactly. This is your 10th studio album, huh?
Yeah, this is my 10th album. And
wow.
I'm motivated, though, Russ, because, you know, this is for a higher purpose. When you're like, man, we going to get to the album, I'd rather talk, you know, about these things the album going to be there. It's going to be there. It's there anyway. So,
well, what I love about Common, though, Common has never lost his sense of where he came from.
Never.
And, you know, in your lyrical content and everything that you've always done, man, you've always been conscious of what's going on with your folks, especially your connection with the city of Chicago. And I just love the fact that your album's dropping today. I highly recommend that everybody go and pick up Common's album. We got to get it today.
Yeah.
Because it means something, and you're saying something, and that's the important thing. You always have something very important to say.
Yeah, man, and I feel like a duty to Chicago and to people, man, because, you know, when God gives you the opportunity to fulfill your dreams and you continue to do that, you owe it to people to, like, come back and give them something, man. And I want to do that through the music. I want to do it through activism. And the whole album is not like it's just a downer or nothing. It's just really the music is some of the greatest music I've done. It's some real... It has some fun to it, but I'm really bringing attention to what's going on around Chicago.
Well, speaking of fun, I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit. I just read somewhere that you were referring to Erykah Badu. Are you guys dating again?
I mean, what's the story? You talked about her box.
Right.
Lovingly.
And
lovingly.
You know,
and then she retweeted it. So, something's up.
I didn't know you was a boxer.
I didn't either. I mean, I hope that men I was with 10, 15 years ago look at me and say that about mine. I mean, what?
Oh, gosh.
That's a compliment. So, what's the deal?
Hey, I just want y'all to know I'm a champion boxer, all right?
Radio silence. Radio silence.
No, but you know, Erykah is a great friend of mine. she was like, I mean, she was somebody I loved dearly and still love as a human being. You know, I can't say never what happened, but you know, she, that woman is special. I'll tell you that much.
I see. Okay. I see.
Say no more.
Yeah, we can see you smiling over the phone.
My goodness, hey, y'all, somebody's smiling.
Common's new album is Common's album is ready to go today, man. Can you guys go and pick it up?
I'm gonna get two, man.
Yes, he addresses the situation in his hometown of Chicago, man. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, Common, it's always great to have you on, man. And much continued success, man. And we got to do like 200,000 copies this week. Let's do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Blessings. I thank y'all for y'all support and keep on.
Always, bro. Always. You take care, man.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye.
Love.